producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Every week at this time, Michael Harrison and I get together and spend an hour talking about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. This week will be no exception. Talkers charts for the week of November 30th to December 4th, 2015. A lot of things on the list that will require us to go in depth, find out what people who are doing these programs are saying about some of the issues. We'll recap some of the things that you may have heard discussed, and maybe we'll come up with some new things. Michael's very clever, has a lot of experience in the world of radio and certainly news talk radio as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. You'll find Talkers Radio there, Talkers TV there, all kinds of things that are relevant to the passions that people have. And one of the things that I found out doing a little research this week was that around 15% of the people who listen in general, casually, to conversations, spoken word formats, et cetera, get into this program. That's how many people are really interested in the behind the scenes, the workings, know a little bit more about the hosts from listening to this program and the ideas that are set forth. So that's why we are as passionate about this as we are, because it's important to lots of listeners. So let's welcome in Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers, who will go through the list of the top 10 stories this week from their side of the street and the people that are being discussed as well. So let's go. You want me to be the big voice announcer? Number 10.
Well, I think we can figure this thing out without too much silliness. So,
no, fanfare, eh? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. How about number 10 is the Kobe Bryant retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And number 9, the DiCaprio bear rape flap.
That's maybe more. That maybe the first two are silly to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is what we are all concerned about.
Uh-huh.
And the Fed to hike rates at number 8. At number 7, we're getting into serious stuff, the Chicago Police Department and Rahm Emanuel's problems. At number 6, even more serious, the Syrian refugees debate. Well, they're all pretty serious. At number 5, the battle against ISIS. At number 4, tensions between Russia and Turkey. At number 3, we have the Paris Climate Summit. At number 2, the 2016 presidential race. And at number 1, the San Bernardino shootings and, of course, the debate about gun control.
Mm-hmm.
On the People Survey, we have at number 10, Rahm Emanuel, Gary McCarthy, and Laquan McDonald. Bashar al-Assad is at number 9, Francois Holland at number 8, Vladimir Putin, Recep Tayyip Erdogan is at number 7, too. And number 6, Syed Rizwan Farouk and Tashfin Malik. At number 5, Carly, Rand, and Chris. At number 4, Ted,
you know,
Jeff,
last
and Marco.
Name.
Hillary is at 3, the Donald is at 2, and Barack Obama is number 1. And that's a snapshot of the conversation, the subjects, and the people being talked about on talk radio all across the country on stations just like this one.
I thought the most choice moment with Donald Trump this week, actually with the three of the contenders who are at that, there was a Republican Jewish meeting, a coalition that set up of Republicans who are Jewish. And so Trump addresses them by saying, I'm a lot like you folks. I'm a good negotiator.
Oh, my. he's amazing.
He really is amazing.
Well, he's going to get a good solid 20% of the vote.
I think that he's the Republican candidate, and they don't know what to do about it.
They're crazed about it.
No, of course they are. They're telling the other candidates, stay away from Trump. Don't see him. Don't get a picture with him. Don't shake his hand. And yet he's the one that people want. The Democrats are coming over in droves to the Republican Party because they want to support Trump.
Do you believe that?
I do.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I see him tapping into the utter frustration and anger that is prominent. When people find out how the Clinton Foundation works and how they set that all up for themselves, and when you look around at the military-industrial complex and how there's good argument be made that they're responsible for what's going on in the Middle East, that they've funded it, and they're behind the scenes working with people that have been in the State Department, I mean the Defense Department, to create that mayhem over there, the thousands of people dying, the disruption to the planet, because they want to make money.
And people see Trump as the remedy to this?
Well, people see Trump as the person speaking about these ills, whether he can fix it, whether they're fixable is probably a discussion, Michael.
Well, or perhaps people see him as taking advantage of these and playing to people's fears and hatred.
I'm not sure that he's that smart or that good. That's where he's. I think he's talking about himself. I think when you hear Donald Trump going off on all these things, I think he's telling you his feeling about these issues as a businessman. That's what I think. That's my read on it, because I'll tell you, as a businessman,
he's talking about these issues as a narcissist.
Oh, well, very much so. I mean, we all know that about him. But who, I mean, think about the presidents that we've had. Are any of them not narcissists? How do they get to the office of president if they're not narcissistic?
Yes, but this is called cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Well, who else has got any leadership abilities? You think Marco Rubio can fix things?
I can't believe you're buying into this.
I'm not buying into anything. I'm trying to be the devil's advocate, but thank you for...
Being the devil's advocate means you're going to be stuck with the devil as your ally.
Well, I don't know about that. Is Hillary Clinton any less of a devil?
Probably is. She probably is less of a devil. I'm not saying she's not a devil, but right. You know, I'm not crazy about politicians. You know that.
I've spent
my whole career in media.
Yeah, right.
On being nonpartisan, being for free speech, right. Supporting all the different views, and basically being skeptical of politicians.
Yep.
So, as far as I'm concerned, Doug, all this outsider stuff is baloney. Once you're in the game, you're no longer an outsider. I mean, Barack Obama was an outsider. Yeah. If Trump gets elected president, he'll be an insider. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as outsiders. You cannot have an outsider president.
So why not elect an outsider, an insider to begin with, instead of them becoming an insider after the fact?
No. The problem is very deep.
Yes,
the problem
is
very complicated.
Yep.
The answer is not necessarily electing someone who speaks to people's fears. That's the point. The point is it's called making a situation worse out of frustration.
It is one of the things we have a wholesale, and you and I may agree or disagree on this. There's a wholesale revolution in thinking that needs to take place, not only in our country but around the world. There's some people would call it a spiritual revolution. I don't know that I would refer to it that way, but at least a solid disconnect from the current thinking, which comes basically driven by the news media, of fear and anger, hostility, the conflicts that all come about as a result of people just being angry because there's too much information. Perhaps you can make that argument when you get down to brass tacks and see what's going on with the shootouts in all these towns, and the president says something simplistic like, we need more gun control. No, we don't. We have gun control. We need to enforce the laws, but you also got to get people to think, what happens if this continues? You can't keep doing, we can't keep living like this and have us expect to be in a civilized society. It doesn't, you've got to have a whole different attitude toward this, or it will perpetuate itself, and because there are more people all the time, it's harder to manage all of them. It's, you're just going down a rat hole.
I agree with that. I don't necessarily agree that the answer lies with any of the candidates.
No, it may be. That's where we started. All right, let's pause. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's a funny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's, only once a year. Take an extra 25% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great savings in-store and online. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And gift-giving just got easier at Kohl's. Now you can buy online, pick up in-store. Skip the shipping fee and get it today. Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code Radio60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code Radio60.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, we have 19 past the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the lists of the stories and the people, so we're talking, as we usually do, about ancillary things that are a part of the discussions, whether they be around the top 10 in terms of, you know, you look at this San Bernardino story, which is number one, gun control discussions, all of the unrest that there is in American cities. This is the present. You don't have to go back very far. Well, actually, in the present, the Freddie Gray trial is going on in Baltimore. Michael, I have not listened to Baltimore talk radio, but I would like to hear some snippets from some of the shows there, or just listen. I always found the two or three stations that were there to be quite good, and when you look at what is going on or isn't going on, the police are basically refusing to do their jobs, and now they're even angrier because of this trial. That's got to make for great conversation, or compelling conversation, on those stations there, don't you think?
Well, there's no question, you know, bad times, trouble, strife makes for good conversation. If you look at, that's a cynical way to look at our business, but unfortunately it's true. But you see, this is the way the media operates. The media operates in a way that they actually believe they're separate from the reality they cover. Mm-hmm. So the gorier, the rougher, the tougher, the more sensational, the more ridiculous it is, they actually like it. And not realizing, wait a second, I'm in this boat that's sinking.
Well, it is. They're creating much of the quote-unquote energy, and that speaks to what I said a few minutes ago about needing to have a new way, a new world order of thinking. So many people are not paying attention to the news media. The younger you are, the less attention you pay to the traditional news media and the organizations that sort of report the news. Sometimes they create the news, the 24-hour news cycle. Nobody who's under 40 is watching or listening to that. that stuff. So, you know, that's they're sort of sowing the seeds of their own demise by the way this. And plus, you know, it doesn't, what you learn from watching or listening or reading some of this stuff doesn't do anything except set you back, especially if you believe it. And a lot of people do. It's a sales job, frankly. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. That gentleman is correct. You're listening to Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen go through the issues of the week, the charts for November 30th through December the 4th. We are 1 month away from the new year. Michael, does it seem possible that our lives are continuing to churn? And is it because of these sorts of things, there's so much action, there's so much going on, that the time seems to fly even faster?
The years at this point, in, at least at these ages that we're at, seem to go by as quickly in 1 year as a month seemed when we were younger.
When we were younger, I know. I
think a decade is like a year.
Yeah, right. And when you think about what you're doing with your life, the people who are in your life, you can get very philosophical at this time of year.
Well, I think everybody should be philosophical. I mean, how you spend your time, what you choose to believe in, how you treat the people around you, your understanding of love, of hate, you know, it is philosophical.
Well, there are big changes afoot in personal relationships, in relationships that people have at work and to their friends. You were saying, or I was saying, actually, we were both talking about how the media, the news media, the current news media and its usage is something that appeals not to younger people. They don't get their information from the old traditional sources, as like this is a dying breed. Things like reporters and the newsmen on 60 Minutes and all of the things that seem to be part of the mainstay and have been for most of our lives, out the window in 30 years.
Yeah, social media is changing the nature of how people get information, and the millennials and the generation coming up behind the millennials do get information, but they get it differently than our generation and the generations before us. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether reporters are going to be a thing of the past, but the paradigm of how the media operates, especially since it's become so commercial and the line between entertainment and news has blurred to the point that they are now one and the same. I think we're going to go through a very difficult period of transition. I only hope that the younger generation that is not indoctrinated by newspapers and television news and even radio news to this point, I hope that somehow nature balances it out and that the future of humanity is not an ignorant one, because ignorance is what breeds pain and suffering, hardship, tyrants, dictatorships, and dark ages. And I'd hate to see us go into one of those.
Well, but by its very definition, as you've just described it, wouldn't the fact that there's so much attention paid to what's going on in the world via the smart media or some people call it smartphones, whatever it is, the iPad. I mean, that's what happened in the Middle East, Egypt especially, when they had the uprising there. But most of the other areas of the world where there have been nothing but problems in the last 10 years or so, much of what has happened came about as a result of the connection people have to social media and
The problem, Doug, is that the uprisings don't lead to better times.
No.
They lead to vacuums that are filled by worse forces.
Yeah, well, look at what happened when we went into Iraq incorrectly. We've created, and there's argument that could be made that the military-industrial complex is behind all of this stuff. If you're a cynic, or maybe Alex Jones or whomever, you have there's really credible information that would lead us to believe that this is all a game. And we're pawns in the game.
Unfortunately. And that's why presidents always do the opposite of what they say they'll do once they become president.
Yeah. They learn the realities of the office. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, they know who their real bosses are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's who's going to take care of them when they get out of office. That's part of it.
It all goes back to John F. Kennedy getting assassinated.
And who did it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and then how the government covered all that up. Wow, listen to us at the conspiratorial corner. We'll continue with our discussion. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen with our focus on the issues of the week. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. This holiday season, consumers are increasingly relying on smartphones to make their lives easier. The second annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility Report found nearly 2 in 5 Americans shop for goods and services on their mobile device, with more than half of millennials doing so. Shoppers are also considering using their smartphones in store, as more than 1/3 say they would or have already used their smartphone to make a purchase at checkout. Mobile is also top of mind for gifting and tipping. 56% of respondents would consider paying someone using person-to-person payments via a mobile banking app, including family, friends, and household helpers. Michelle Moore, Head of Digital Banking, Bank of America.
Mobile is rapidly changing the way we shop for goods and services. It's important for us to provide our customers with convenient offerings that help simplify their financial lives, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Swinging when it comes to discussing the issues of the week that have been prevalent and prominent on News Talk radio programs around the country that are monitored by the folks at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, and Talkers Radio, Talkers TV is in there. The gentleman in charge, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here we are discussing the whys and wherefores or not of what's going on. Why is it that the country gets so wrapped up in Cyber Monday and Black Friday and Green Tuesday and Banana Thursday?
Well, Banana Thursday is my favorite. That's the one I care about.
What in the world goes on with people that they get so wrapped up in all of these things? And basically, this is so foolish, but yet it becomes, and maybe it's fun. Look at the bargains. Look at how much you can save. Look at.
From what I understand, Black Friday is losing its luster, that people are not as impressed by it, that it's lost its specialness.
Well, that's because they spread it out. Instead of Black Friday, they had the whole week of Black, the week before Bleak Friday.
Yeah, it's Bleak Friday.
listen, there are a lot of things that we fall, and the news media, they're the enemy as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the news media sells advertising to these commercial concerns that promote Black Friday, so why wouldn't they support it?
Well, but you get back to what really drives even what we know. You know as well as I do. Let's say, let me come up with an example here of something that you'd read on the front page of the paper, a story. Well, maybe it was even the fact that Starbucks is going to have coffee deliverable now to you. That's the front page of the New York Times. And then on page 14, there's a half a page ad for Starbucks. So in trade for Starbucks spending $18,000 for a half page ad, they get a front page story or a story in there someplace that is basically treating the fact that they're selling coffee to foolish people who pay $7 for it. That's a big story. They're going to deliver it. That's not a big news story, but they make it a news story because they've paid for it, in essence.
Yeah, money runs, well, it's called capitalism.
Right.
What does capital mean? Capital means money.
Yeah.
It's
so
moneyism.
Okay, so what's running the coverage of the Chicago Police Department's problems? What would motivate that on the front page of the Chicago Trib, for example? There are all the stories about the police commissioner who got canned this week and the mayor of Chicago, who apparently is as ill-prepared to run the city of Chicago as his boss is ill-prepared to run the country, his former boss.
His former. Right? He's still his boss.
Maybe.
Maybe legitimate news.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the problems in Chicago are more important than Starbucks delivering coffee.
Well, I think they are, but that's just me. I don't drink coffee.
No, but I'm
maybe
saying, remember what I said. The line between news and entertainment has become so blurred that no one knows the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But there still is legitimate news. What's going on in Chicago is legitimate news. Starbucks delivering coffee is commercially induced news. Look at all of the things that you see on the news sites now, and whether it's CNN or Sports Illustrated or daily newspapers, called promoted stories or things you might want to know or native advertising.
Those are all paid for, right?
Paid for stories.
Yeah.
And they're very cleverly disguised. And they have sensational headlines, sometimes that have nothing to do with the payoff, which is called, in the business, clickbait.
It's called what? I never heard that before. What is it called?
Clickbait.
Clickbait.
Bait. Yes. Huh. Yeah. As a media guy, I introduce you to a term that's very important to you.
Thank you.
Clickbait is a contrived lure, a falsified headline, something that is sensational merely for the sake of inducing the reader, the visitor, to click on it. Upon clicking on it, somebody's making money. And then when you get to the clickbait, you're taken down the garden path of more clicks. You ever notice that the 10 most important things you need to know if you have a family farm, you know, okay, something that would interest you.
Mm-hmm.
And then one, and there it is. And you can't go to two. You have to find the arrow or the place to click to go to two. And it's hidden, like, where's Waldo, among a whole bunch of other arrows that are bigger that all lead to ads. I defy you to make it from one to ten without getting diverted to a car advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you finally get to ten, you realize that you just read a story that has absolutely no value whatsoever. That it's BS. And you might get a virus in your computer on the way. Because the vehicle that you clicked onto this on, a legitimate website, had no idea what it was going to be because they bought into something that's funneled into their system from outside, all for money.
Wow. That's pretty penetrating stuff.
This is what goes on. You talk about journalism.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about credibility.
Mm-mm.
It comes under the category of corruption.
Yep.
All corruption is not somebody taking money for giving a contract to their brother-in-law who owns a concrete company.
Right.
Corruption is when you no longer are motivated by goodwill and responsibility to the people you do business with.
Isn't it? I'm listening to you, and I just kind of don't want to talk. I want to listen to you talk.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but the point is, this is the kind of discussion that we need in this country if mm-hmm. we're going to go back to the beginning of this conversation when you said we need an awakening, we need a rejuvenation of our spirit, we need mm-hmm. a new way of thinking. That's the kind of stuff we need to do, not pick the least evil of candidates or the one that appeals to our emotions mm-hmm. and think that that's going to satisfy the problem.
Well, we don't get the right people anymore to run because they don't either need to or want to. I mean, you see somebody like Michael Bloomberg, who in many of our eyes would make an excellent president. He doesn't want to.
Well, he doesn't want it because there's nothing in it for him.
Yeah.
Not because he's suddenly altruistic. But the point of the matter is, it's not just having good people run for office. How about the people running business?
Mm-hmm.
How about the people running corporations? How about people who you meet in the street every day? This is not just politics. This is a culture. This is the fabric of a culture that is going in the wrong direction.
All right, let me give you an example. Now, I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking about something that I know I discussed this week on the Good Day program. George Zimmer, does that name ring a bell with you?
Yeah.
He ran Gentleman's Warehouse.
Yeah.
His idea, his money, his blood, his sweat, his tears, and he brings on his friends to be, when he goes public, and has a board of directors. And the board of directors his assistant comes to him with an idea to purchase Joseph A. Bank, which is another sort of mid-level clothier, nothing fancy. And their balance book's not too strong, so George Zimmer says, no, I don't want to do it. It's not good for us. Well, the kid who's his assistant stabs him in the back, goes to the board. They decide Zimmer is wrong. They fire him. They put this thing with Joseph A. Bank that the kid, or not a kid, but whoever Zimmer's number two guy was in on the inside of it. So the Zimmer says, this is going to be horrible for the business. So you're fired. So Zimmer goes out and starts a new business. It's a tuxedo rental company online. Brilliant. Great. He's doing terrific with it. And meanwhile, what he said would happen to his former company when they merged with Joseph A. Bank is exactly what's happening. The business is falling apart because they didn't listen to him. And the reason I tell you the story is because most people don't know the behind-the-scenes story, an in-depth look at what really happened. They just know, this guy got fired by his own board. He must be no good. And
yeah, very shameful. But the fact is that this type of politics, this type of corruption, this type of dishonesty, disloyalty, losing sight of what the goal is and what's mm-hmm. best for the customer, mm-hmm. and that's what's best for the company. Mm-hmm. This is going on everywhere.
Yep, sure is.
So it's not just people that run for office. You've got some of the worst creeps that are running big-time corporations in this country.
Really bad people. Look at the guy running, well, I can pick out Goldman Sachs, pick out any of those big Wall Street firms. How do you think those guys got there? Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, food for thought as we continue to look at what's going on or to talk about what's going on in the United States of America and in the world that we're talking about, trying to get penetrating discussions going every day on a lot of the great radio stations all around our country, and certainly with TuneIn Radio and Stitcher and places like that, you can get apps and listen to all these programs all around the day. It doesn't make any difference anymore when the programs are done. Just go get the app, and you can listen to the shows as you want to. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 44 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 30 $0.99. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This holiday season, how about a gift for our environment? By taking steps to reduce waste, we can lighten our environmental footprint. Here's Allison Wilson with Plastics Make It Possible with more.
We tend to generate quite a bit more waste over the holidays, but there are a couple of easy things we can do to cut back on food waste and packaging waste.
Unfortunately, a lot of food is wasted over the holidays, and spoiled food often ends up in landfills. So take good care of your leftovers this holiday season and help reduce food waste by storing food in airtight, resealable plastic bags and containers that help keep air and moisture away from perishable food. And make sure you recycle everything you can. More and more communities are now collecting everyday plastic packaging, from yogurt cups to bottles and caps. Plus, you can recycle plastic bags and plastic wraps, such as the wraps around cases of water bottles. Simply drop them in the storefront recycling bin at participating grocery and retail stores. Think of it as giving a little gift to our environment. For more information on plastics and recycling, visit PlasticsMakeItPossible.com. Happy holidays!
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. CStables.com for details.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview, an exercise, if you will, in utility. The utilitarian mind of Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers Magazine, and all the things that are at Talkers.com, part of his mind. And when we get into the nitty-gritty of who's doing a great job or who has something interesting to say, Michael's got a key tapped into all these people because they all want to get exposed, and Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry, so why not get to Michael. Let's be Michael's friend so that we can have whatever it is that we're doing.
Are you telling me that my friends are not sincere?
No, I'm telling you. Well, I think probably many of your friends are sincere. Maybe there are a few that might just be your pal because of what you can do for them. Good
oh my
God.
Gosh, I never considered that.
Can
That's
you imagine? All right, there's the number nine issue this week is a very disturbing, and it isn't so much disturbing because of the bear that's in the movie. Have you seen the trailer for this movie?
No.
Oh, my God, Michael, it's awful.
What's going on with this movie?
Michael, DiCaprio, Leonardo DiCaprio, stars in this movie. That is as near as I can. I mean, I love going to the movies. Meredith and I go to the movies a lot. And, you know, so you see the trailers at the beginning before you actually see the movie. I would no more see this movie than I'd fly to the moon. It is death and horrific circumstances. There's a bear that comes along and grabs DiCaprio and tries to eat him.
I saw that trailer, yes.
Yeah, right, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And so apparently there was some, or it looks like there's harm being done to the bear. Or the bears, and you know, with the people, the PETA groups and others that are protecting bears, there's always a disclaimer now at the end of movies that says no animals were harmed in the filming of this movie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't look like that, and so there's a lot of the bear. I mean, it's just it's so gross. I don't want anymore to talk about it, but it's interesting that it's getting so much attention that it turned out to be number nine this week on the countdown.
Yeah, they are talking about it. I saw that coming attraction. That coming attractions. That trailer.
Horrible.
And it looked pretty intense.
Oh, Would you see a movie? I can't bring myself to see any of that creepy crawly stuff.
I don't enjoy that as much as I did at one time. No.
Why do people want to see that stuff?
It stimulates a part of our imagination.
Well, is it the same stuff that stimulates us when it comes to the other things that we're talking about in general? The coverage of various. I mean, it's just like it's a festival of horror.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that whole thing. I mean, why do people go on roller coasters? Why do people like to go in haunted houses at Halloween?
Yeah.
We have a fascination with the experience of fear.
Mm.
We even have a fascination with the experience of disgust.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of psychology. Ask Dr. Joy about it, because it really is fascinating. When I say I don't know, I really don't know. I wonder. Mm-hmm. I've always wondered about that.
Michael, referring to Dr. Joy Brown, who's mm-hmm. been an accomplished talk radio host for decades and is very good at talking to people. She has a program that's on noon to 3 every day around the country. You can go to drjoy.com, a little plug for her. Michael's right. There are things that you can learn from listening to programs like that. It doesn't all have to be about the issues and what's going on from day to day in the news. There are a lot of people who learn a lot by listening to people like Joy, because she has her fingers on the pulse of what people are thinking and doing. Michael Harrison, also in that same league, he's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. We have all kinds of online information. Our Tech Talk person today is Kim Garrison, who is a technical expert. He has a company called Realizing Innovation. Very innovative, if you will. Lots of people talking about that BitByte thing that we focused on yesterday for a bit. We have some new things that we will... We have no recycled material here. None of it is allowed. It's all fresh and new and hot. So we'll catch up with Kim in just a matter of moments. It's a new generation of credit cards and a new generation of professionals that are making it harder for those who would be fraudsters to forge and fake your identification so that they can steal your money. Merchants are finding it easier to authenticate cardholders, and that's a good thing. Let's find out more from our friend Brian Osich.
Credit card fraud has more than doubled over the past 15 years, but now financial institutions across the U.S. have adopted a new card that uses chip technology to keep customer information safer. University of Phoenix's Joe Lodewick.
Chip
Chip-enabled credit cards have been in place throughout much of the world for more than a decade, and they've seen a decrease in fraud. But this chip technology doesn't increase security for online transactions. More needs to be done to develop this technology, and more professionals are needed in the information security sector to make this happen.
A 2015 Global Information Security Workforce Study finds the information security workforce will see a global shortfall of 1.5 million within 5 years.
Most companies don't have enough information security professionals. Higher education institutions are working with industry leaders to meet this demand. University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology offers a number of cybersecurity degrees and certificates with innovative courses aligned with industry standards.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
Card at Exxon or Mobil. Come start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hi, Kim Garrison is here. The town of Bellingham, Massachusetts, which is pretty close to me here in Framingham, has set out to create a safe place for people in their town to meet up and complete sales transactions that are made online. They have a sign up in front of the police department that says Internet Purchase Exchange Location, and that post is also on Facebook. Because of the popularity of Facebook and people selling things on Facebook and buying things, they want to create a place where you can actually do the business, because you never know who you're dealing with on Facebook. That seems like a pretty smart idea, doesn't it, Kim?
I like it a lot, especially because I buy a lot of stuff through Facebook, Craigslist, things like that, and
right.
Oftentimes I have to, you know, just for convenience, I have to drive the 20 miles to pick it up. So with both of us driving to one location, it seems like it's convenient for both the seller and the buyer.
And it's safe. Convenient and
it's
safe.
Safe.
Yeah. Safe.
And I think it's going to be a way to meet people for dating if you're a millennial.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting speculative thing. Facebook is all about, yeah, that's true, maybe, getting people together. There's also something being tested by Facebook that we're talking about today, a tool that will enable users to shoot video with their smartphones and allow other people to see it live. What kind of technology would require or allow that to happen? Is that going to be difficult or easy for people to use?
I think that's going to be pretty easy. I mean, all the technology is there. Whether it's going to, you know, capture the attention of people, but the technology is there. That's not difficult. The question is, how is it going to be monetized?
Yeah.
That is advertising.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to watch an ad before you can live stream?
Yeah. All right. Here's a question a lot of people have about recycling old electronics before you buy your new Christmas gifts. Get rid of the old ones. How do they do that? What's the most commonly used way to get rid of some of your old gadgets before you get the new ones?
There are three services that I've been tracking: Amazon, Best Buy, and an online company called Gazelle, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. So Amazon, you find it on the site. You click through what you have. Amazon gives you an estimate of how big of an Amazon gift card you'll get if they accept all your junk. They send you a shipping box, prepaid. You box up the junk. It's not just old electronics, but it can be old DVDs.
Wow. All right, that's a good idea. You might want to look around and see who's encouraging you to bring that.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.